What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Rob. Welcome to the Gadget Switch. Now, if you ain't following me under all my social media, you should be following me on my Twitter at RP3_tech, because that's where you'll be finding information on the latest podcast from the Gadget Switch and the live streams of Team 100. On today's episode, you will get to hear a Team 100 stream as we talk about the latest in tech. So again, sit back, relax, and welcome to the Gadget Switch / Team 100 podcast.
And today, yeah, today we're going to be talking that good stuff. But, you know, we just standing by for Rob because he moving furniture around and whatnot. I'm not going to say the other word, and whatnot.
I had to get my little tablet for my notes, man.
Oh, man. Oh, that ain't a little tablet. That's an iPad Pro with an Apple Pencil connected to it, sir.
Oh, man. Yeah, I forgot I left it behind me for a second there. I was like, man, I'm unprepared. But, yeah, we were discussing back in the waiting room some of the latest and greatest of what's going on in the tech world. And let's start the show off with what seemed to be having everybody tripping is the iPhone being possibly missing power cable, what a power brick and other items. BJ, you got any opinions about that or anything?
How you feel? I got it? Man, listen, man. I'm about to get me a whole bunch of I'm about to go on Amazon and clean up with the Amazon Basics power bricks and iPhone cables. And I'm about to go stand right outside the iPhone door release day.
Facts.
And get them off. You know what I mean? I'm going to flip. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get me the cheapest. I'm going to find me a bulk so I can spend about $3 a piece or $4 a piece on the charger. I'm charging $10 a piece right at the door, right outside the iPhone store.
Why they standing in line to wait to get in there?
You're going to need that. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know, man. I don't really care. I feel like Apple's going to find a way to spend it. They Apple. I know that I'm getting the iPhone 12. Not the regular one. I'm going to get the successor to whatever the 11 Pro Max is.
Right.
So, you know what I mean? I might get a charger because I'm spending that money. You know what I'm saying? Now, I don't know if iPhone 12 people getting a charger. But it might, you know what I mean? At the same time, they talk about e-waste, the amount of charges and stuff. I mean, listen, they figure like this. Well, I put it in, the shit was going to break anyway. I mean, it was going to break anyway. You know, your iPhone, how many people... I mean, bro, you got to be a super sensitive, I'm super careful with my stuff to keep an iPhone cable for any long amount of time.
Break like 2 months.
Easy. Like, all you got to do is use your phone on the cable one time, and that's it. It's broke. You know what I mean?
Overheated.
What you think, Tom?
For me, like... Some people gonna really be upset about it, man. Like, I've been seeing some reviews where people are like, oh, it's time for me to make the switch. It's been you wouldn't realize how many people that money that they stand in line for, that's all they have. They don't have that extra 50 to get that cable, that charger, bro. You know what I mean? So
yeah, that is true.
It's gonna be some people that like, oh man, I gotta save another $50. So somebody only fan page gonna be booming, yeah.
But what about people who ain't, this is gonna be their first time buying an iPhone, and now they gotta find somebody, then the salesperson gotta say, hey, do you want a charger with your phone? And you're gonna be looking at them like, hold up, don't this come with a charger?
Right.
And then you're gonna be in the store like, no, sir, no, ma'am. We gotta, you know, the phone don't come with chargers. We're trying to save on e-waste, and we're trying to be, you know, earth friendly and blah blah blah. You gotta give them the sales spiel. Now, if you was that first time iPhone buyer, would you walk out, or would you think you're being ripped off, or you're here, you are saying, well, I'm already here, let me go ahead and just cop the charger? Would you just do that?
That's what I'm saying, though. I wouldn't. I might get another phone then.
Nah, I'm a. If you daddy get the iPhone, you gonna get the iPhone. In my mind,
not if you're a new person.
But I'm saying,
if you're a new person getting the iPhone for the first time, and you be like, oh, I'm gonna make the switch, and then they like, oh yeah, you gotta buy this charger, or buy this wireless pad, and you tell them another $60, they might be like, sure, where that Pixel at?
But no, I just feel like, if you're there for an iPhone, you're going to cop off. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, what's the charger? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's cheap. Like, you plan for, if you out there first day out, you plan to be there. So, of course. Now, I don't really think that, no, I'm listening. I mean, I'm just, the Apple fanboy inside of me not taking it like a slap in the face. I'm just taking that. I'm probably thinking they're going to save you some money on the back end if you already got a charger. They're going to knock a couple dollars off.
This is what I think that could possibly happen. Now, they may sell you on the 5-watt charger for a lesser price, or they're going to sell you, they're going to have that, they're going to have something in the middle, and then they're going to have the next one up. You know what I'm saying? They're going to give you levels to try to soften the blow. I don't think they're gonna cut you some slack on the price.
But no, they definitely ain't gonna cut the slack on the price.
They just may offer you a cheaper version. But at the same time, it's kind of weird because I know people who buy and this is not just for iPhones. When they buy new phones, they lose the charger. So if you go ahead and buy a $40, $50 charger from Apple and you lose it, you're gonna be kind of mad.
So right.
Wouldn't they be better off keeping that little 5-watt charger in there?
First of all, if you're listening to this and you knew the app, when you go to the Apple store to buy a phone and they don't have a charger for you, do not go in there and buy a $50 charger. Don't do that. You go to Amazon, you go get you an Arky charger, go get you an Anchor charger. About $20. You go before you go buy the iPhone.
But everybody ain't gonna do that. Everybody gonna go to the $5 and below store.
Yeah, well, go to 5 and below to hold you over.
But you gonna mess your battery up. Now
burn a whole hole in that.
So here, hey, check out the hook. Now check this one out. Now, what if you do buy one of them cheap battery chargers, and you mess your phone up, and on the warranty they say you use an unauthorized charger. So therefore, you out of $1,200. They can hit you like that.
Assurion. I don't know.
You better hold Apple Care. They don't get mad. They say, well, we'll fix it this time. But if you bring it back in for the same issue on Apple Care, they'll replace it. And then they're going to say, why are you here? You might as well go ahead and buy this $50 charger we've got hanging on the wall so you won't ever have this problem again.
Right.
But you one way or another.
But you know, Assurion made a statement about that too, that the price going to be more for replacements.
Mm-hmm.
And I figure that it may be because people going to be like, well, they already know what's going to happen. 5 and below, Target, or trying to old charger that got the bend in it, you know what I mean? So
I don't think 5 and below charges is gonna break your phone. They're not going 5 and below charges. What they do is they're gonna break before they're not like 5 and below charges not offering up enough power to fry nobody battery. Those charges, like what's gonna happen is somebody gonna get depressed waiting for that phone to charge up. Like you got certain charges, like you. Everybody done been in a situation where their phone done completely died, their iPhone. And you know what type of charge you're dealing with. When you plug it into certain charges, that little battery like that show you that it's charging, but it's still dead, pop up immediately. But when you're dealing with the weak chargers, it might take 2 or 3 minutes for that little battery to even pop up. Right. So those is the 5 and below chargers. So what's going to happen is you're going to get your phone 50% out of the box, use it, try to charge it up. Sit there half the night, cord going to get hot. You try to use the phone, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be a catastrophe. Right. You know what I mean? It's going to be a stepping down catastrophe. But at the same time, I just feel like, for some reason, I feel like the direction Apple been going in and with the success that they had with the 11. You guys, Apple has big success with the 11 at that, what was it, $699 price point?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They had big success with that. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm already in the Apple ecosystem, I'm rocking. I'm just going from year to year. I'm just iPhone 8, 9, 10, 11. You know what I'm saying? If I'm rocking like that and they say, you know what? We spending this much money to put this phone in this box. We're going to tell them we're going to drop the phone price $15 and we're going to sell it at not 700, but 685. You know what I'm saying? Even cheaper than what they came in last year, bro. That would be, I'm telling you.
But they not, yo.
They've been progressively getting cheaper for, bro. They've been killing.
For this 12, that 12 ain't gonna be six anything.
No, the 12, I'm telling you, the 12 is gonna be like the same price as the 11. Hold on.
You think so? I mean, it's like the
he must got a scoop. We don't know,
right?
No, it ain't that. My hey Rob, how I sound? I sound cool.
Yeah, get cool. It's like, go ahead. You can. It's like you far away from it.
Oh, all right. I'm better. Right.
Yeah, you sound crisp now.
Yeah. But like I said, it's just one of those things. Like, it's, look at the 11. The 11 was $699, and it was a win. Apple did something right. You know what I'm saying? They undercut the shit out of Samsung last year. You know what I mean? And this year, again, that, you know what I mean? That recipe is working. So, I mean, I just can't. I could see them doing something like that because they already, the 11 is, everybody was, you know what I'm saying? Everybody thought the XR was the shit for the price. But, I mean, the 11, and then they got made that SE2. Like, they making a point, like, yo, we putting these iPhones out here. Yeah, we got the Pro series, but we're going to put some iPhones out here for everybody else that don't want to spend that bread. You know what I'm saying? And we going, and they rocking with us.
Well, Apple's a status symbol. You go to any high school campus, right, or to any school campus, it's a status symbol to have an iPhone. It's rare. I mean, you got people, it's either Apple or Samsung. Anything else, you know, is kind of out of the ordinary. Because, you know what I'm saying? Even though we all know OnePlus is a good phone, everyday people don't know that.
No, they ain't gonna rock that.
You know,
they gonna look at that shit like a Sony Ericsson.
Right. So that's why Apple know they covering all the price points from as low as that the new iPhone SE at $350, and they gonna go all the way up to $1,600. And they gonna cover all their, you know, all the price points, and they're going to have people just, you know, once they're going to sell them on the ecosystem and their services.
That's true. Let me tell you, let me go ahead and read some comments, Rob.
All right, go ahead.
So Tech for Your Knees say, the reason Apple is missing the power bricks is to condition us, to train us for portless. So they talking about that portless phone, maybe the iPhone 13 or whatever, be a portless device, and you have, only thing you have is wireless charging. I don't even think I'll be ready for that for next year. I don't think that's too much for me. Let me ask you something.
Did you notice on the models, I think MKBHD had a model of the new iPhone 12, and he noticed there was a spot there that he figured would be for like a metal connector, kind of similar to what's on the back of an iPad. When you put the iPad on a Magic Keyboard, you know how you can charge through the Magic Keyboard without plugging directly into the iPad.
Yeah.
You think those chargers are going to be meant for something down the road as a way to actually charge the phone also?
Well, I mean, that's possible. But I, at the same time, I use my phone all day. So if I kill a phone, I want to be able to plug it in so I can still use it while it's charging.
Right. Or as a way to connect it to another device also. It could be a way to connect it to something. So you know how we plug, you know how you plug, if you wanted to plug your iPhone into something and you plug the other end and kind of like use the iPhone as a go-between or connecting something without, if you don't have AirDrop.
Yeah.
You know, it might be a method to transfer. Like, let's say you're a PC guy, but you still like iPhones. It might be a way to connect.
I see what you're saying. It may, it might later on down the line. Cause I think that's similar to what does Motorola do?
Yeah.
But all right, so let me go down. We got Big John Tech Reviews. Okay, I'm a new iPhone user. I only had my first iPhone for a month and a half, so I will be getting a new iPhone 12 Max or close to that, and I will see how well is I like not getting the charger in the box. Big John said he happy with the 5-watt charger that I have now. Most people charge their phones overnight while they're sleeping. Yeah, they do. John Michael said,
"Though, so you don't want to be charging on no 40 amps
charge, right? You don't want to start no fire." So the 5-watt charge I have right now will not cause an issue for charging my phone. Big House Productions said Apple's pretty damn greedy, plain and simple. They're pretty darn greedy. Scales and more said I think the smallest iPhone 12 will be the same price. You won't get a you won't get a 6.1 inch display like you do with the 11. Tech for your needs, you're right, Big House. Sean, what up, Sean? Sean over in the building. What's going on, Sean? Okay, CH Gadgets. That's my new. I seen in the stream. I've never seen this person before.
That's my boy, man. He got a nice. He got a cool YouTube channel. You guys need to go check out CH Gadgets.
Right. What up to him though? And Sean said I'm more disappointed with Samsung. Why are they copying Apple? But hey,
that's the big question, because whenever Apple do something, everybody do it. It was like when Apple gave you the notch. They did it for a reason, because they had to fit those camera sensors up in there so it can do the face ID. When everybody else started doing notches, it was no reason for it.
Just to do a notch.
They were just it's a win regardless for Samsung. So it's a win-win. They was pushing, Samsung was pushing the damn iPhones just so they could get that bread. Like, it don't matter. Like, Samsung gonna do. I really still think that they working together, man. So I don't care what nobody. We out here beefing over iPhone at Samsung, and they teammates, man.
They teammates
for real. Because at the end of the day, right? They both sue each other for millions. They both win out of nowhere somehow, and then next thing you know, it's not a patent no more. So now they got to do that, and then Samsung, it's so crazy. Samsung had a whole promo for what was the last the 11? Yeah. They had a whole promo tour for that joint on that web page. You really gonna talk about it like that? Like, okay.
And then Samsung, you know, I kind of go along with that because Samsung clowned them about the fact about the notch. And then they clowned them about the headphone jack. And then next thing you know, a couple years later, they follow without no headphone jack.
Yeah.
Clowned them every bit of the way. But each time they end up copying them a year or two later.
But I don't even think they really, like, I really sit there, like, it's still evident in truth that Samsung still has hands on certain parts of the iPhone. You're not going to tell me, the screen and the goddamn on how is it made? Well, on the Science Channel, they tell you like the camera is their camera, bro. Right. Like, and if you pull the phone apart, pull both of them apart, it's the same serial numbers on both of the camera joints. But and that's a fact. But the crazy thing about it is, it's just I just, that's why I don't even care no more. Like, yo, like, people be out here really about to, oh, Apple, oh, Samsung. Yeah, shut up. I got boo.
Right.
I got boo. Right. Like, one do more for me than the other. But
right. Yeah, like CH Gadget said, he said they're copying each other's homework.
Yeah, yo, they sitting in the same lab.
Yeah. Like, I mean, look at iOS 14. Android update.
Yeah.
He said the Android update.
Yo, facts. Who had it? It was you that had it, right? It was you that had the little the iOS 14, right?
No, I ain't had
no, I did. I had it.
It was wrong. Yeah, like whole Android. Like,
yeah.
Your whole beta is an Android template. Next thing you're gonna tell me that I could change the screens and have moving GIFs and all that shit is my background. That's all. Yo, they sit in the same room, like, all right. Since everybody like y'all, we'll play the bad guys. I'm dead ass. Like, come on, yo.
But yeah, man, it's like they start, like you said, they start off suing each other, but yet they were making displays for Apple.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was like, it was stupid. The things that these companies do.
It's just like, I mean, you already know, it's all a ploy, it's all a game. You know what I mean? It started as two phone companies really going head to head. At the beginning, they both was going head to head. Android was going straight for iPhone. Was okay, y'all made this over here, we made this over here. Now, as Android got better, like now, this is probably the most fierce competition that I want to say, like in the last 2 or 3 years, Samsung has gave Apple way more fierce competition than it has years prior. The reason that I would stick with an iPhone had become blurred. A lot of people say the ecosystem, but you got to look. Every Samsung offers an ecosystem if you want to buy into it. A lot of people say Samsung is glitchy. At one point, Samsung was very glitchy. You see what I'm saying? And it was a reason that you didn't go. It was a reason for Apple folks to stay with Apple and not want to try Samsung. But at this point, the lines are so blurred. Android phones are so fast. iPhones are becoming more Android-like because they have to appeal at certain, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, okay, we got to take care of our people that may be looking at the Samsung phone or the LG phone or whatever Android phone and being like,
I'm not looking at LG, chill.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I know they're not. But I'm just saying, people like, I like that customization. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right.
But Apple didn't care though. You know, Android had a 10-year head start on customization.
Yeah, yeah. But you
Apple
know
didn't care.
But the thing is, the thing about Apple is, it's like you gotta give them that props too because they do it so clean, bro. The widget, I haven't used it. They do it slow. They definitely, you know what I mean? Android widgets are still all over the place. It's still stuff on the market you could download that'll have your phone looking crazy and to have your phone crashing. But with the Apple widgets, I had to give them that. It looks clean and used very clean, like very well done. They do everything they do so meticulously that it's like, they already, like, I like the way that the widgets look, even though they're not super customizable. They are just like, just to look at them, it's like satisfying in a mm-hmm. way, the way it looks.
Okay, hey, BG, yeah. I don't mean to cut you off, but we got an appearance coming in.
So,
straight. My man, the voice. The smooth one, Mr. Eric Kelly, the tech gentleman.
Yo, 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 what's up, man? What's going on with y'all, man?
What's up, man?
Not much, man. Long time no see.
I know, that's yeah. Right, man.
Yeah, he's out there fighting that crime, you know what I mean?
Hey, somebody got to do it, man.
Yeah, so we over here talking about, catch you up real quick. iPhone, possibly no cable. To me, there's two sides of the argument. You can make a good argument one way, you can make a good argument the other way. How do you feel about it?
You don't got no feelings.
Well, how I feel about it is bullshit, but the reality is, ain't a single Apple person on the face of the planet gonna not buy an iPhone because it ain't got no cable.
Yeah, I think feel the same way.
Yeah, man, that's just, it's ridiculous to me. Prices go up, you get less shit in the box. The phone does less. But at the end of the day, Apple know what they're doing. It's not going to hurt them.
Right. Everybody, in my opinion, has poor charging habits to begin with in the first place. You all got work. You know, when y'all go to work, people have their various phones, no matter if it's an Apple's or Android. And you looking at what they're charging it with, sometimes the wire's about to fall apart. The charger look like the charger is pink and the cable is white. You know what I'm saying? They done picked it up from the gas station. So
they got people the don't charge their
phone any old which way.
Yeah, the struggle charges, man.
Right.
Yeah.
It done came apart. The white piece of cable. You got all these little cables coming out.
And the thread.
It's crazy. You know what I mean? The insulation that came off the fell back. And you got the negative ground just hanging out. The negative ground still work, but it's just hanging out there. You know what I mean? And right. if you put some water in the mix, you might have an electrical fire.
Hey, look, my wife, any of our family members that come around our house, if they charge ain't up to spec, she'll go ahead and tell them, like, hey, Eric ain't gonna let you miss around that charger too long. You don't have to do something like that.
Yeah.
Because she knows she pull out a charger, like she'll bring something home from work she's been using. If the cable ain't right, man, I'm like, hey, look, you know what's about to happen. That's going in the garbage. Right. And I'm about to go in this drawer with 15 cables I got. You better get a replacement.
Apple cables be like this. It's like as soon as you use, this is not an Apple cable, but it could be fresh out the box. As soon as you use that junk one time while you on the phone, it'd be like this. For some reason, the neck just like this. Next time you pull that joint out, all this insulation be peeled back. It be bust wide open. Like, bro, like I don't.
And you know they put all that money in the phone and not right. charge it.
And it'd be a brand new phone, and they had the bummiest cable. So yeah, that's to how me, the cable thing ain't too much.
Fresh out.
Ain't gonna be too much of an issue. Because the minute the sales clerk tell you, well, it don't come with a cable, but we got them over here for $50, $60, $70, you're going to say, psh, all right, whatever, dog. Just ring the phone
I'm that
up.
Person, though. I'm out of here. I buy all name brand chargers, though.
Right.
I'm that person.
But we techie. We understand it. You know what I'm saying?
I refuse to Target. I refuse to Five and Below. I refuse
gas station.
Yeah, Walmart. Man,
shoot, man. Yeah, man, you almost got to though, man, because everybody using some different charging tech. Like Samsung got their own, Huawei got their own, Apple got their own. You know, very few people are using just the standard Qualcomm.
Yeah, you gotta be very careful because, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got a cable like this. Like, I got this real long, this is an Anker cable. It's a Type-C cable, Anker Type-C cable. I like Anker products. Mm-hmm. If you out there, yeah, Anchor, I just gave you a Anchor. But anyway, so I had this plugged up to my Samsung, like, fast charge charger. Like, the 25-watt when they come in a box. Mm-hmm. My whatever last phone Samsung I bought. But I made a mistake and plugged this up. Because I'm not thinking about, what it's plugged up to. Because I just got this long cable plugged up to it. So I plugged it up to the Google Pixel 2 XL.
Bruh. That was going to
make a buck. Like a phone start feeling like a toaster. You heard me. I forgot I got to plug this in the, something.
He had a grenade in his hand.
Yeah.
Hey, and probably was going to take 3 hours to charge too, man.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. No, I don't know.
It was gonna die.
It was gonna last 3 hours, bro. It got
Damn.
I almost killed, you know what I'm saying? I almost did my you know, my old school dirty.
And then, like I said, it's only a matter of time for everybody follow suit. Samsung's already talking about not putting the charger in, and they're all trying to do it in the name of e-waste, being more, you know, eco-friendly. So everybody might will get used to it. Get ready. It's going to be the new normal. We can, y'all can cry and bitch about it.
I'm already used to it.
Right.
Yeah, man.
Right.
Yeah, we used to it, but some people, man, they be needing that new charger, man.
Yeah.
It's up in the last leg, man.
Right.
But they be happy about the phone and the charger.
Yeah, they pray the phone.
It's gonna be a lot of people broke down on the side of the road.
Well, that's gonna be the new hustle in the barbershops. Yeah. Got the phone cable.
Yeah, man.
And they gonna be the ones that they got from Haley.
Right. That they shoplifted out of the store.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
On budget cables, man.
It's gonna say one charger fits all.
Right. And you can't ask them no tech questions. Is this Apple certified cable?
Yeah, dog. Exactly. It's Apple certified.
Apple, yeah.
All right. I'm gonna tell you, yeah. I think is this fast charge? Yeah, my chat. It charged fast as I don't know what.
You're in the barber shop getting your head cut. Your whole phone burning up.
Right.
They're gonna tell you to charge everything. Yeah, man. Right. Charge. Look, man. I can plug this up, man. We'll jump your car off with this cable, man. We'll do whatever you need, baby. Well, how much is the cable? Oh man, just give me $5, man. I take care of it.
Right.
For you, $5, man.
$5.
For everybody, it's $5.
But right.
$5.
So I mean, man, we about to see a whole new market open up.
Hey, really, that's what Apple been doing though, man. Cause they still been sliding people that little 5-watt charger in the iPhone box.
Yeah.
Whatever that slow charger is. And then you got to drop 30 to get the fast charger.
Yeah,
which really ain't that fast. 18 watt.
You talking about this trash?
Small joint. Yeah,
the trash. They love giving you this.
Yep.
You've been at for 4 years waiting to get it up to 15%.
Right.
Yeah, and they're gonna start giving you a little cheap hard plastic earbuds now too. They're gonna stop that also.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
They're gonna give you a product to say recycled.
Yeah, they gotta sell more of them iPods.
They're gonna see
that iPad. What them things?
You know it's serious, right? When you really like G checking people over. Like I bought the 11 Pro Max, you know, that come with the fast charger. Like, bruh, where's my charger? Like, you know what I'm saying? Straight up and down. Cause you know what I'm saying? People don't realize how much that charger costs when you go to the store and buy it. Like Like, I'll be serious about my fast charger that came with my iPhone. Oh, no. No, bro. bring that back in here. Yeah. That don't go out there with y'all regular people. You know what I mean? That is not for it. Look, and I'm actually, you know what I'm saying? Funny thing is, I don't know what my iPhone, where my fast charger. So as soon as I get off of here, I got to investigate who came and tampered with the fast charger for the iPhone.
No, I keep both of them in one spot. Yeah, in my little craft area, right here, bong. When I'm on here editing, fast charger next to me.
Yeah. I guess in the Apple world, man, it's sort of like I think Sean just said, the Apple charger out the box trash anyway, so anything else you get going to be better than that.
Yeah.
So they're going to stop giving you trash.
Yeah, he said he buy all of his anyway from Amazon. So,
yeah,
I said they stay with the budget, man. Can't get the budget charger, but I mean, they might work for some people. Depending on how like they keep it on, then they running out the house.
Hey man, I need that fast charge in my life, cause
yeah, I need that 45 minutes. I got a whole day.
I had that. I just sold my Oppo Find X2 Pro. That phone would charge from zero to full in 38 minutes.
Mm.
Bro, When I tell you the phone was always ready to go, I could run it down to 10%. You drop it on, whatever you're doing, you drop a deuce, take a shower. Whenever you come back, it's at least at 60%.
Wow.
At least, like every single time, man.
So I need that. That new charge life.
Yeah, man. I need all that.
Right. Well, all right. Well, so I think we done milked that controversy as much as we could. This episode of the Gadget Switch podcast was a live stream portion of the Team 100 Friday live streams. I'd like to give a shout out to Talk To Him Khan, BG Tech Life, the tech gentleman, Mr. Eric Kelly. I appreciate you guys streaming with me Friday. Again, thanks to all those who are listening to this podcast. If you're interested in ever hearing a Team 100 live stream, just follow me on Twitter. You will have the actual link and time of said live streams, so you can tune in. But other than that, if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to comment, give us 5 stars, you know, help the podcast out, share it out. But again, I appreciate it. And until next week, we're out.